Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and it is the Podzilla 1985 Pro Wrestling Unscripted WrestleMania Preview.
Sunday.
Hey, it's Shannon Young, Mr. 100, Mr. WrestleMania.
No. Yeah? No? Gimmick infringement.
All right. Well, hey, it's me. It's your host, as always. We're here for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. It's our big WrestleMania preview show. We are 4 days away from WrestleMania, I believe.
Sunday.
Yeah. It's just Sunday.
That's more excitement than they're showing for it.
It's the biggest wrestling event of the year. Whether you like the WWE or not, you can't argue that WrestleMania is the crown jewel. It's the granddaddy of them all. And we're here to preview the show along with NXT TakeOver Dallas, which is Friday, which will probably be the better show, but not only in terms of work rate. No matter what you say, WrestleMania is still, you can't beat the hype behind WrestleMania. No matter how bad it is every year, it's still WrestleMania.
Yeah, no, it'll be good.
It's going to be fantastic. And here to talk to me about that is your Pro Wrestling Unscripted panel, the usual gang, Dalton Manch to my left.
Yo.
Asa Gray at the end.
That's me.
And Ali Abair on the right.
Hello.
We were going to try to do something special with this. We were going to try to get a couple of the old guard involved, but I forgot to talk to them. Is the honest answer, and you can always expect honesty from Mr. 100. But that's fine, because last year we did the big one-year anniversary yesterday, sort of. I mean, it was just it was a show. It wasn't anything super special. We had Big Johnny on the show. We had Ali on the show, and Jesse joined me and Asa. Last year, yesterday, we did the WrestleMania preview with Hunter, Louie, and Zach, and myself. And that was a great show. It was our first ever show. And as much as I wanted to do that again with the same people, I'm excited about the cast we have now, and I'm excited for you guys to be here. I wanted to do this with you. So let's dive on into this. Before we get to the big show, no pun intended, let's take you all the way back to Monday Night Raw, which we watched live here in Gaming Grounds, 709 Broadway. Dalton.
For all your gaming needs.
Thank you. And what a show it was. I missed the first 45 minutes of it. I went back and watched it after the fact. Mm-hmm. Because as far as I knew, the Brooklyn crowd was god-awful the entire show. And they were terrible. Well, but not at first. Apparently, the first few bits were really well-received. The pop that Shane McMahon got when him and Undertaker went at it was huge.
Also, the New Day got like a standing ovation just for saying their names. Really, the only bad thing about the Brooklyn crowd was during that tag match.
The six-man tag match.
Like, that was stupid, and they should be ashamed of themselves. But, I mean, everything else, they were way better than last week.
They were better than Philly. Philly was god-awful. Yeah. But that six-man tag was embarrassing. When they started chanting RVD, CM Punk, stuff like that. Because this isn't one of those matches where you've got Lana
It's not Sheamus versus Randy Orton for the 15th week in a row.
Yeah. This had six huge guys in it. You had Stardust.
It was Stardust, Kevin Owens, and The Miz against Dolph Ziggler, Sami Zayn, and Sin Cara.
And I could kind of see Sin Cara not getting a huge reaction just because.
Right.
You know, no offense to Sin Cara, because I think
he hasn't really been treated like a big deal. Yeah.
Yes. But Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens
and The Miz and Dolph Ziggler. Yeah. And
Ziggler especially. Like, you expect Ziggler to get that kind of reaction, because Ziggler has that. Brooklyn is a wrestling crowd.
Yeah.
So you expect them to cheer somebody like Dolph Ziggler. And the crowd was not, at best, apathetic, at worst, disrespectful.
Yeah.
And Hunter always said the worst part about wrestling are the wrestling fans. And it's crowds like that that are a shining example of it. And if you think that's bad, wait till the crowd after WrestleMania.
Okay. And WrestleMania. Like, it won't be as noticeable at WrestleMania because I think it's an open air stadium.
Yeah. And it's the hype. Yeah. It's that WrestleMania hype. People are going to be excited no matter what.
And not even that, but like the open-air stadiums, it draws all of the sound up.
Hmm.
Because I remember, I think it was Bubba Ray Dudley, talked about one of his WrestleMania moments, like, and they went back and they were just so dejected that the crowd did not care. And then everyone backstage was like, no, they were going nuts. Like, you can't hear it when you're out there because the
acoustics.
Yeah. So,
to quote the
Simpsons. I don't know. I don't remember like how last year you could still hear like Major Chance and stuff go through, but.
And last year was really bad. Because it was out in the open and it was lit up. Ali, did you watch it with us last year?
Yeah.
You did watch it with us last year? The Undertaker especially, the Undertaker Wyatt match suffered because of the light.
Yeah.
You know? Because it
sucked all the momentum. That sucked all of the momentum out of that match. And this year, also, I don't think it's going to be that problem.
What also sucked all the momentum out of that match was that The Undertaker was not involved in the buildup.
Not at all.
But
Bray Wyatt sold it.
I forgot about that.
Like crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll hope to have a better time this time. And The Undertaker did get a big reaction on Raw. And that was the best segment on Raw, in my opinion. I went back and rewatched it. Mm-hmm. One, you can't say enough about Shane McMahon's abs. That was sick, dog. I saw a picture of it. It was ridiculous. Shane McMahon is in great. When I first saw him, mm-hmm. I thought, oh, okay, 40 plus year old, millionaire son. Why should I take him seriously?
Well, and even that
he's in shape.
That first night that he came back, I think the comment that I can go back to on Reddit was something along the lines of he's got that bulldog neck.
Yeah.
Just like even in that suit, you could tell that he was just, yeah.
And the abs were popping. He did do you think, again, going back to Raw, do you think him doing the elbow off the top rope, was that a good sell for the match, or was that a mistake, giving it away?
I think it was good in that it kind of shows that he can still do that kind of crazy, those kind of crazy moments.
Yeah.
Like he still has that in him, because that's pretty much what his in-ring career was based around.
I was about to say, Allie, I know you're not too experienced with Shane McMahon.
No.
Obviously, you know he's Vince McMahon's son.
Yeah, I gathered.
You gathered that from the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Sherlock. I was myself, not you.
I was like, dang.
Why are you being so rude?
But yeah, Shane McMahon built his career on, I mean, he's not a bad wrestler per se, but he's a great brawler.
Right.
And the high flying, death defying stuff.
I don't even know about brawler as much as just
not with the punches. He's tough.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like he will just like, and he I don't mean like himself. He doesn't care about the quality of the, like his performance. He does not care about his own body
or
well-being.
He's like a rich Jeff Hardy. He doesn't have to do that stuff, but he does.
If Jeff Hardy was a dealer instead of a user.
Oh my God.
So
fantastic.
When we watched like that part, I made the comment to Ace, but I was just like, I hate anytime Shane McMahon flies. Because he does this weird thing, like he circles his arms, and it never looks like he's gonna make it.
He does like the cartoon, like.
Like he's trying to fly over.
I gotta get my extra little bit of momentum.
And like, I know he's gonna make it, he's never not made a jump, but it's just the way he sells it, it just looks like it doesn't look good.
Which I like because it's, you know, it kinda, it's the whole, you know, I'm not a wrestler.
Yeah.
The
everyday man. Yeah.
It's that whole thing, like, I'm getting worked every time he does it.
I think the worst one I ever saw him do, the one that always scared me, what did he call it, the Coast to Coast? But it was the Van Terminator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time he did it, and Allie, what the Van Terminator is imagine, they're over in the corner on this side, and I'm on the opposite side, and I jump up on the turnbuckle and then jump all the way across the ring and kick him. And Rob Van Dam used to do it, and he made it look great. And then Shane McMahon started doing it and did it every time. He never missed. But every time he was going to do it, I thought, this is going to be the time. He completely botches it.
Well, and kind of to elaborate on that, it's you know, here's the ring. It's this corner here, this corner here. The person's usually sitting with, like, a trash can or a chair in front of them. So, like, they're sat against the turnbuckle, and then he jumps all the way across and then
kicks
goes into the dropkick, kicks whatever they're holding into their face.
So I think that's going to be great. I'm hyped for the Shane McMahon-Undertaker fight. I thought Raw did a great job of selling that.
Yeah.
It did a terrible job of selling the six-man tag because someone mentioned now you have Sami Zayn got his first pin on Kevin Owens in the six-man tag in a match no one cared about.
Yeah.
In a match that Kevin Owens stayed out of most of the time.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Which was the point of it.
Amazing.
Yeah. He was great, but he shouldn't be tired. He shouldn't.
His
teammates left him, but at the same time, I agree. He shouldn't have been put down so easily.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't have been pinned by Sami Zayn in this match.
I don't think he got put down easily because it was the Haluva kick.
Yeah, the finisher.
Finishers are supposed to finish the match.
Do you think if Sami Zayn wins at WrestleMania and pins Kevin Owens that this will dilute that victory?
Well, there won't be a pin because it's a ladder match.
Exactly.
So.
Okay. I still think it kind of ruined his revenge a little bit.
Kind of, but
they could have saved the hot shot.
I genuinely have to believe, and again, I know I'm going to be wrong because they're going to let me down like they always do, but I have to believe that this is going to be a long-running feud, singles feud.
Yeah.
At some point. There's no way that they look at these guys and their history and what they were able to do on NXT and not think, we can make a lot of money with them.
And they should. That's smart booking.
My hopeful prediction is, like in that ladder match, Sami Zayn and Owens are the last two on the ladder, and then one of them wins it. I'll say who I want to win later. But, and then, the person wants a rematch, but they want it at Extreme Rules and they want a one-on-one ladder match. So that way they can say who is the definitive whatever in a ladder match.
So you know,
I mean, have you ever watched the old Ring of Honor El Generico?
Yeah.
The ladder warfares. My
terrible things that they did to each other.
Yeah.
We'll make you watch it, Allie. It's not comfortable to watch.
But I will say, like, the reason I don't want that is because I don't want to have the finish of a feud be the month after WrestleMania. Like, I think that
that's
needs
true.
To be a.
Yeah.
So we're not giving Zack Ryder a chance?
No, like, well, that's, like, I want a.
No.
I actually, like, I think Dalton's writing out his predictions
Chris
already.
Jericho.
I think Dalton's.
On Raw.
Like, you're writing, I have no, like, I don't even remember what some of the card is, so I'm just gonna go with how we talk, like, with
yeah,
my predictions.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's either going to, I think either Owens will retain, or
it's not
something
Sami
else,
Zayn.
Or something else will get set up for Owens to feud. Owens' next feud will be set up during this match, but it won't be against Sami Zayn.
Zack Ryder beat Chris Jericho on Raw. Dalton.
Why
Dalton, look at me.
Yeah, we all
missed
it.
I know.
Ryder.
I know.
Okay. Now she's doing
but
it.
But Zack Ryder.
He has to keep reminding himself, not that he won, that he was on Raw.
And
he beat Chris Jericho.
He beat Chris Jericho on Raw.
I mean, yeah, he won.
Why to Jackass?
Yeah, he won through shenanigans, but still won. One last thing we're going to talk about Raw before we jump into the NXT show this Friday from Dallas is what did you think when Ava Marie came out?
Okay.
Nobody was happy.
Well, here's the deal. So, because there's other stuff I want to talk about on Raw. But that being, because they did the whole, the Total Divas came out and then Emma's music hit. Which I got super excited
yeah,
for because
did.
I love Emma. And so it's like, oh, so Emma's filling out that team. Oh, they still have a mystery person. Then the match completely fell apart. Lana looked really, really lost. Like she got hit and then immediately like stood back up and then was just like standing around clearly waiting for
someone.
This mystery fifth.
Which we said during that, we were like, okay, are we going to see the mystery opponent now? Who
right.
could it be?
And then it's like, well, who else is on Total Divas? It's not JoJo because she's not really on there anymore. She's
yeah.
Not,
that was season one.
Oh. You don't think they're possibly going to try to bring out Eva Marie as the big face, do you?
I was hoping the runner-up for Tough Enough over Eva Marie. I was hoping
even,
for Mandy.
Not 30 seconds later, Eva Marie comes out, is immediately booed out of the arena.
Again, at best, apathetic.
Yeah.
At worst, completely booed and disrespected.
And even the divas that she saved, like, so it's like, oh, well, maybe this is part of the story, like, she's going to betray him. Because there's no way she can be
a face. No.
There's no way.
Unless they're just absolutely assuming you don't watch NXT at all.
And then Meltzer on his podcast, which is great. Everyone should check it out. He even said, like, they were expecting her to get a huge face reaction. Like, they thought she was going to get cheered.
Which, again, I said.
And I.
I don't know what era of wrestling, but Eva Marie is. I know she's fake. I know she looks fake, and every part of her is fake. But by America's quote unquote standards of beauty, she's an attractive woman.
Which that's not enough anymore.
No, it's not.
And that's one of the things that
not in wrestling.
I don't know if it was Meltzer or just something else that I had read somewhere else, but like they made a really great point of the time that you could have just Sable or Sunny come out
and just dance around and be hot, yeah.
Is over.
Yeah.
We have the internet now.
Yeah.
Like there's you have to be better. That's why it's really great to see that we have this triple threat match for the Divas Championship.
With real wrestlers.
With real wrestlers
yeah.
Who are not only beautiful, but they are some of the better wrestlers that the company has as a whole, not just in that women's division.
And I also, just as a disclaimer, I don't want to just automatically say, Eva Marie, you're god awful and I hate you. Because this is not a girl that just tries to get along with her looks. She tries. She's just not very good at it.
No.
So give her credit for trying. She deserves credit for making an effort.
No, yeah, but.
And she is hot. I mean, she arguably was the hottest woman in that ring.
No.
But I'm trying to think. Well, I said arguably. I mean, it's subjective. You know, everyone has their own ideas of beauty. Me personally, I would say Summer Rae. And I think Asa may agree with me on that.
Paige.
Not in that ring?
Paige. Yeah.
Okay.
She got that new haircut. I don't know what it is about it.
She got a lot. She got new a lot of things if you listen to the internet.
That's fine.
Can you name one female wrestler that is getting along just on her looks now?
Lana
and Eva Marie.
Well, she's not even a wrestler, really. I mean that actually makes it work, though. Like you said, I agree with you. There's no female wrestler
Cameron.
I can think of that's just attractive.
Cameron.
Well, even yeah, Cameron wrestles. Point. Like, she's not bad.
Well, I mean, but...
She did try to pin somebody upside down
there's
once.
A difference
Thank you.
Between,
I was going to say that.
I mean, there's a difference between wrestler and valet. But, I mean, if you're going strictly on wrestling merit, there are absolutely people who are in their Divas division that don't necessarily belong in the same tier as the likes of like Charlotte, Sasha Banks, Becky, Paige, Natalya.
I would say even, and you may argue with me on this, but I think even Nikki Bella has earned her place as a wrestler.
In the matches that she's scheduled to win, yes.
Well, that's a whole different story. But you would at least agree that she at least belongs in the term wrestler and not just pretty girl that she has made leaps and bounds.
Compared to when they started. Compared to when they started. Yeah.
You want to say something else about Raw?
Okay, so two things I wanted to talk about Raw was how, again, the ending segment of Raw is Roman Reigns being booed just absolutely.
Mercilessly.
The fact that they tried to follow up a just beatdown, like the amazing first segment of Undertaker Shane McMahon beatdown brawl.
Yeah.
And then try to do the same thing over, spread over like three segments with the Authority.
And thank God we got more Authority segments.
Gross.
And have you ever seen a pull apart brawl before WrestleMania that had zero reaction?
It was a great buildup for the Royal Rumble. Like, I made the same
joke. I was like, man, I can't wait for Payback. Oh no.
Yeah. It's, the other thing I want to talk about real quick is I want Bubba Ray to get a singles run. I want it right now. Him doing the clearly telegraphed, like, Looney Tunes.
Come on!
Hey, come here. I want to talk to you. You come over here.
Come across this line.
That Brooklyn accent. Yeah. Just the loud mouth. Like, I want Bully Ray back.
Yes.
I loved Bully Ray in TNA so much.
Much better than the Dudley Boys version that he is now. It's just same
I mean,
old, same
well, not better because now they're, I mean, they're heels now, so he's able to just.
But he's still Bubba Ray Dudley. And, let him have his own thing.
No, yeah. Like, yeah. It's, so I'm hoping that.
I want to go.
Because I like D-Von. Because I like the Dudleys as a team, and I wish they were able to do more as a team other than just kind of like this nothing really given feud with the Usos.
I would like to see them do something similar to The Shield, like with Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns, where they tag together and they're a great tag team. Like they're you see them together and they make sense that they're teammates.
Right.
But at the same time, they have their own thing on singles.
Yeah.
You know? I want to go back to what you said about Roman Reigns and the end of Raw. Mm-hmm. Again. Have you ever seen something so apathetic? Do you think, is there anybody in Titan Tower hearing this and going, we have a problem?
No one that matters. I guarantee you Triple H knows. Like, this isn't news to him. You can kind of, I feel like you can kind of almost feel the frustration.
Yeah.
Like, he's really got the whole boo me. Just come on and boo me.
The promos that he has done with Stephanie have been so
scathing.
So scathing and so antagonizing to the crowd. And the crowd's not biting.
And it would be, these would be like all time great promos that he's doing if it was going towards Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
If he was going up against someone that the crowd cared about.
Or Daniel Bryan.
Oh my lord. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if.
Cause I mean, what he's doing now is pretty close to what he was doing 2 years ago.
Yeah. It's just no one buys Roman Reigns as the underdog. When you know the difference between Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan was that, again, the internet, wrestlers are smart. Wrestling fans are smart.
Yeah.
You knew that Daniel Bryan was being held down.
Right.
They tell you that Roman Reigns is being held down, but you know he's the golden
boy. But it's hard. It's like, no, see, we got a little weight on his ankle. Like, just don't pay attention to the rocket that's strapped to his back.
That's got a huge countdown for WrestleMania.
Right.
Yeah. It was bad. It was bad, and I'm worried about the main event for Mania. It's...
Well, assuming that's kind of a conspiracy theory that I Not double turn, but if Shane McMahon and Undertaker is not the main event.
Yeah.
Which it absolutely needs to be.
Has to be.
To be.
Yeah.
But if it's not.
Which I wouldn't have said a month ago.
If it's not, Shane McMahon wins and he will change the main event.
Has to.
This will be his first act is this isn't working. Because this whole buildup for that match has been a great job of, well, not great job, but like, it's really weird to listen to him say all of these real life problems.
Yeah.
With the WWE, including like lowered stock prices, lower ratings, like the
fan interest.
Yeah. Like he's bringing up these legitimate concerns that have to be addressed in the company in real life.
Yeah.
And it just kind of feels like it would very much lend itself to, no, my father's the one who made this main event. I can hear these people. I know what the people want.
I can fix it.
And then he brings out Dean Ambrose, who just beat Brock Lesnar.
Well, see, and
or something.
I've said this before, and that's the most frustrating part about all this, is if you have that in a storyline, here are the problems with the show, here are the things that are going wrong, then that means you are aware there was a problem.
You just don't care at that point.
Yeah. It's hubris. You don't care.
It's absolutely hubris. It's Vince McMahon. That's what we're talking about.
It's depressing.
So yeah.
We're going to tie that back into WrestleMania, which is coming up here after NXT, but we got to talk about NXT.
The thing we're really excited about.
From an in-ring standpoint, I'm absolutely excited about this. It's going to be off the chain.
Last year's NXT TakeOver came, brought one of my favorite wrestling jokes, which was, good luck following that Bayley match, Undertaker.
Yeah.
Which he didn't!
No.
From a hype standpoint, it's the Undertaker, yes, but that Bayley match, though.
So good.
Real quick, we had a question from Aaron Picard. Mm-hmm. Anytime Aaron Picard says I have a question, it gets read on the air.
Of course.
Yeah, it does.
By law.
And that ain't bird law.
He actually has two questions. I'll read the second one first because it ties into NXT, and then we'll do the first one when we talk about WrestleMania because it's both. But he said, I hear Nakamura may not get to use his finisher due to concussion concerns. Have you heard that?
No,
is the first I've heard of that.
I haven't heard it.
I mean...
Now, what, Dalton, you're a big Nakamura fan. What is his finisher?
The Rainmaker.
It is a curb stomp, but instead of a foot, it's a knee.
Yeah, it's the strong style knee.
Yeah, it's a strong style knee, and it's like the diamond cutter because he will hit it out of anywhere.
And I saw the match with AJ Styles that you showed us.
Yeah,
and it was sick.
I remember whenever Nakamura got signed, and I said he is the one that needs to go to NXT, not Styles, not the Bullet Club, because you're going to get some green kid coming in, and he's going to take that knee wrong, and Nakamura is going to get pushed down. So Nakamura needs to learn. Like, I'm not saying he obviously doesn't hurt people with it, but the way Japanese wrestling is, it's a lot more stiff.
And for everyone that says wrestling's fake, yes, it's scripted, but any move could hurt someone badly.
Right.
Look at the rocker dropper, like the famous or whatever you want to call it. It's a simple move, but one of the first times that Marty Jannetty used it, someone broke their neck taking it the wrong way.
And whenever Nakamura throws it, it's not like the Daniel Bryan knee where it was a running knee to the face. He will hit somebody in the back, like the Wrestle Kingdom 10. If you haven't watched that match yet, watch it. Pause this, watch it now, and then listen to what I'm saying.
I'll say wait until after WrestleMania to watch Wrestle Kingdom 10, just in case.
You don't want to ruin your WrestleMania.
Yeah, you don't want to get your...
watch WrestleMania.
Or at least wait until TakeOver.
Yeah. But, I don't want them to take it away because it's such a beautiful knee. But he has a good repertoire.
Yeah, if they take that away from him, you got to know that he's going to have something else that he can use.
Yeah.
So
that knee is on my list of five of the most dangerous finishers I've ever seen, just from a standpoint. The worst one of all time, though, in my opinion, I think I've told you guys this before.
Canadian Destroyer?
The Vertebreaker.
Vertebreakers,
The Vertebreaker. Every time Gregory Helms, Shane Helms would do that, or Homicide, the Gringo Killer. Oh, my God. That is a scary move.
Tying back to Nakamura, another Meltzer. Exclusive, not exclusive, but Chris Jericho is staying past WrestleMania. It's not like he's just going to be done at WrestleMania.
Oh, cool.
And he already has his next feud is allegedly lined up.
Who is it?
Nakamura.
I saw on Twitter.
Them kind of having a little Twitter feud. And so it may not be his next feud, but like it might be over the summer or something. But there is a plan for Chris Jericho and Nakamura to have matches. And I want that to so be true.
I mean, can you imagine what, 2-3 years ago, if we were to sit around and talk about AJ Styles, Nakamura versus Jericho, the Bullet Club, Austin Aries, these guys being in WWE, it seemed like a pipe dream.
Yeah.
And now it's a reality.
It's crazy.
It's absolutely
amazing.
Insane. And that's going to lead us into our first match in the NXT TakeOver Dallas special. Austin Aries is going to take on Baron Corbin, singles match.
Yep.
I've not been coy about it. I'm not a big Baron Corbin fan.
Yeah.
Right.
Never have been. Mm-hmm. I don't hate him. I find this match is very boring. Now, Dalton, you're a Baron Corbin fan.
He is a necessity in wrestling. They need people. You need people like Baron Corbin.
You need the big, strong guy.
Yeah, you need that big, imposing guy. That being said, are we just going to jump into predictions? Because I have mine. Like, I have everything
ready
for it.
We're going to talk about the matches.
I'm just really excited about this. I haven't read it. Yeah.
Austin Aries is one of my favorite, especially when he was in TNA. That was the first time I saw him. And he was on my short list of people to watch, along with, like, Dalton Castle. The Peacock.
Peacock.
Even though he has a name Dalton, I still like him.
He has a dumber haircut than I do.
I thought Austin Aries was a great talent, and I'm excited to see him in WWE. I can't believe he's here. That blows my mind like AJ Styles. Cause Alan, you know about TNA, right? TNA is like the opposite of WWE. It's the competition.
Not the opposite, loosely. But yeah, it's like the second biggest, company.
In the
televised
in America,
yeah. They'll say Ring of Honor.
So to see these guys on there, I mean, it's not quite the shock of seeing, say, Scott Hall or Kevin Nash when they went to WCW,
right?
But it's still huge.
Yeah,
it's something you never thought you would see. This will be a good match when Austin Aries is in control, And Baron Corbin's not terrible.
No, yeah. This could be a much better match than I think you're expecting it to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like this has to be an Austin Aries win.
It has to be. This is his first match, right?
His first match. It's going to be the second time of him on NXT because the first time he was there, he got laid out by Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Because it's part of the ongoing Baron Corbin-William Regal feud.
It would absolutely, even though it's a part of a feud, it would make absolutely no sense if Austin Aries lost his debut match. And it would immediately put him, like...
And if he does lose, I'm going to say, like, if Baron Corbin wins, it's by cheating. Or, yeah. like, he... It's
but not his first match.
I'm honestly thinking Austin Aries wins by DQ.
Baron Corbin beats him down too much.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm going to give Austin Aries the nod here. There's really not a lot to say about this. It's Austin Aries' debut match. It's going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Kevin Owens' first match.
Yeah.
When he fought
CJ Parker.
CJ Parker.
And CJ Parker busted his hand open.
Yeah.
Well, broke Owens' nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be something like that. It's going to be cool to see.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking Austin Aries. Allie?
I'm
just take our word on it.
Well, I could, or I could be Zach.
No,
we're shutting that down now.
Yeah.
That's going to be me during WrestleMania.
There's no picking. You don't go against who you think just because it's the opposite of what everyone else thinks. Yeah. We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah,
I really don't know either of these people. So
you have
Austin Aries.
I think that's a wise choice.
And as much I am a huge Baron Corbin fan, but I am leaning towards Austin Aries because it's his first match and.
It just makes sense.
It does. Mm-hmm. Like, AJ Styles won his first match against Jericho. You have to have Austin Aries win his first match.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think we're all in agreement on that, right?
Yep.
Moving on to, the tag team NXT championship match. This is going to be a great match.
Yes,
I'm excited for this. The Revival, Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder versus the American Alpha, aka, Team Angle 2.0, the world's greatest tag team 2.0, yeah. Jason Jordan and Chad Gable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big Revival fan. I think they're good.
They're
old school.
I've done a complete 180 on them. When they were the Mechanics, I couldn't stand them. I thought they were just dumb. It was a stupid gimmick. It was, you know, they weren't that. I hadn't seen them enough in the ring to really think if they were any good or not. But ever since that feud that they did with Enzo and Cass,
yeah,
cemented it to me. Just like I hated it when they won the championship. I hated them. But then, like, the more I watched this, like I said, that Enzo and Cass feud, they'll just mess you up and they don't care. And
you know what they remind me a lot of? They remind me a lot of Arn Anderson
and Bully Tantrid.
Yeah.
Bully Tantrid.
Tully Blanchard.
Tully Blanchard. Dear Lord.
Or Ole Anderson.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
good one. That made me happy.
Just that old school.
Yeah. And that's, and you know, the Revival. That's yeah. what, they, that's yeah. what they are. So
the
not a church gimmick. Thank God.
But yeah, but and then the American Alpha have just been crazy entertaining
ever since day one.
Yeah,
ever since that tag tournament, that the Dusty Rhodes Classic.
Yeah. Well, and once Gable finally convinced Jordan to team with him, and they kind of dropped the hostility between the two, and now it's they're JD and Turk from Scrubs.
Yeah, they're bros now. It's
team,
fantastic.
It's so they're so good.
I really think this could steal the show.
Also, his Chaos Theory German suplexes.
Oh, so pretty.
It's a thing of beauty.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who you have in the match?
I think the Revival win. I think this is the beginning of a longer...
A dynasty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My heart says the Revival because I think that makes sense, but I'm going to go with American Alpha just because I think they're hot.
Yep.
And I think that they may try to do the big switch on this.
Right. And it's, this is one that's really close. I just have to go with how, if I was in charge of it, I would keep that would be a feud that I would keep going.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, of course you can still do with the rematch clause, but to me it's always more, I would rather see the good guy chase.
Well, that always makes more sense in wrestling.
Yeah.
To have the good guy chase instead of the bad guy.
Yeah, so have the Revival cheat, and then they get a cheap win. American Alpha are very clearly screwed out of it, but...
Yeah, it's one of those things with NXT, it's really hard to tell, because they don't have, like, you don't, it's like, oh, they're going to get it at SummerSlam. You have to be like, when's
the next takeover? Yeah, the booking is not predictable, which is fantastic. Allie, do you want to go with the Revival, American Alpha, or the Mystery Door, which has Enzo and Cass somehow?
Mystery Door?
All right. So pick one of the first two.
Aww.
Do you want the people that beat Enzo and Cass or Enzo and Cass's friends?
Enzo and Cass's friends.
American Alpha it is.
But did you see how excited she was when she got the mystery door option?
Don't take that away.
We
all
from
want
her.
That mystery door. Don't act like that's just her. I'm also going to go with American Alpha. I just feel like they're a really hot tag team right now.
I really feel like Ace is going to get it. I really do because I think it makes more sense. But
it
I got to go with American Alpha.
Yeah.
Apollo Crews versus Elias Samson. The Drifter versus the
Apollo Crews.
The man.
The Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
The Apollo Nation. Mm-hmm. My heart says Apollo Crews because I love Apollo Crews.
He's so good.
He's such a good talent. I have not seen Elias Sampson in weeks. I remember he was still doing the guitar drifter thing. Mm-hmm. Is he still doing that?
Yes. Tonight on NXT, we hadn't really seen much of the guitar. Like, it looked like they were toning that down. But then he came out singing after Apollo Crews' match, so.
Apollo Crews, do you think they've missed the boat on Apollo Crews?
No.
No.
It's so early.
It's so still early.
He's a young wrestler, and he is just a freak of athletic. Yeah,
he is. Yeah. He's one of the most athletic big men.
Honestly, like, it wouldn't surprise me if by SummerSlam or even like next year's WrestleMania, I'd be surprised if he doesn't have like a U.S. championship or IC championship.
But do you think that he should,
especially with the roster as hurt as it is?
Should he be NXT champion first? Or do you think they should just move him to the main roster?
I don't necessarily like that, the theory that you have to be NXT champion before you go up to the main roster.
It's so untrue.
Like, and it's absolutely untrue, but at the same, and it's, I think it almost devalues the NXT championship. Because then it's almost like, okay.
When are they leaving?
Yeah, when are they going to leave? Or, well, okay, they get the NXT title, so, you know, they're going to lose and then immediately go up. And
yeah.
So he's a guy that I think he's just down there to really kind of get the hang of the WWE style, which he's doing a really good job of. Yeah, his matches that he's done in NXT have been great.
Crisp.
Yeah.
He's a great talent.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go with Cruz on this one.
I'm Cruz. I just feel like he has a lot of momentum.
I'm going with Samson.
I feel like you're probably right again. Well,
and
but...
again, and it's only because like when Samson first came out, like when he re-debuted, whatever, he was doing the storytelling of the championship. Like, you know, he was talking about how the friends have lost, and I don't remember what it was, but it was really interesting. So I think they have plans for him, it looks like. Whereas Cruz, he just lost his rematch against Finn Balor. He hasn't really, they don't have much for him to do, but he's still regularly featured. Yeah. So I think it's just going to be an exhibition match between the two guys just so they can show off what they can do. But I think Samson needs it more.
So we are in agreement that this match will probably make or break Samson.
Yeah.
And maybe not long term, but in the short term. If he has a good showing against Cruz, that could make him. If he does bad, if it's a bad match, that could hurt him.
Yeah. Yeah. But so, yeah, I like I said, I really think this is just a way for Samson to get a big win as opposed to some of the people that he has been beating, like Bull Dempsey and Alex Riley.
I remember Baron Corbin beat up Apollo Crews, and I always hated that. That always left a bad taste in my mouth. I get it, but it left a bad taste in my mouth.
So, and I kind of think that's how they're using him now, not necessarily that's going to be him forever.
I hope not. Because that would be missing a huge talent.
Yeah, because you don't want to make somebody that good a gatekeeper.
No.
Allie, I know you don't really know either of them.
Samson, for reasons that have nothing to do with wrestling.
Turtles.
It's the guitar,
yes,
isn't it?
No,
turtles.
It's the turtle. Her turtle was named Samson.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll take it. All right, so we have three matches left on NXT, and I feel like we should do Nakamura, Zayn, then Bayley, then Joe Balor.
Well, that's the order I have.
Oh, you do? Sweet.
Yeah.
We planned this beforehand, guys. Don't let Dalton fool you.
Well, like, all right, here's the thing. If you can't obviously see visual gag, but I have everything lined up in front of me, so I'm I visually get to see what's left of this card.
And
so.
I have a computer.
I also have it on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm out of the loop.
You have a Gremlin shirt.
Yes.
All right, so anyway, awesome. Let's talk about Nakamura, Zayn.
All right, Nakamura versus Zayn. We don't think I think the knee's going to be in there. I think that's the finish.
Zayn can do it. Yeah, Zayn can do that.
But the question is, who do you have win in a match like this? This is Nakamura's debut. Common sense says that Nakamura is going to win because he needs to.
And at the same time,
Sami Zayn is wrestling in a huge match on WrestleMania.
Which, how unfortunate is Sami Zayn having to be in a match with... We will get to you, Dalton. Quit spazzing out for the people who can't see you.
We'll
as they're
feed
listening
you, baby
to
bird.
This. How unfortunate for Sami Zayn that he has to have a match with Nakamura, who, King of Strong Style, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Like, it's just gonna happen. And then 3 days later, 2 days later.
2 days later.
Yeah. He has to do this 7-man ladder match at WrestleMania.
Which you know he's gonna be taking some crazy spots on there.
Yeah. So it's, poor guy.
I don't like the thought of fighting Nakamura.
No.
It's like a slow, like an execution.
Hard pass.
The only person that should ever wrestle Nakamura is Lesnar, because it's the only person that can deal.
I want it.
I just see Sami Zayn just says, do not want.
He has the Wile E. Coyote help.
Someone at work asked me, they're like, so who's this guy that you keep talking about, Nakamura? And I told him, it's basically if Elvis was a complete badass.
Whoa.
I always
Elvis was a complete badass.
Mm, He could actually Nakamura.
Do skinny Elvis. Not fat Elvis. Yeah, no, not jumpsuit
like,
Elvis.
Because he's so flamboyant and charismatic and just like, and it's like if you were constantly worried that Prince was gonna just jack you up.
I always like, say Michael Jackson whenever I talk about Nakamura because he has a very Michael Jackson.
When you think of Japanese wrestlers, I think the common American thinking, if you're not a big Japanese wrestling fan, is that Japanese wrestlers are stiff
and stoic
and stoic and quiet. Because a lot of the times over there, if you see Raw go to Japan, the crowd is usually silent during matches. But that's not the same as American crowds being silent.
No, yeah, it's
that's
respect.
Pure respect.
Yeah.
But Nakamura breaks that mold completely. He is so colorful.
He is
as American of a Japanese wrestler as they come.
I could really see him being kind of like Shawn Michaels.
He could. If they get behind Nakamura, he could be a phenomenon.
Yeah.
The question is, will they?
Yeah.
What do you think about this match, though? It's gonna be the match of the night. I don't know. Bayley versus,
Yeah.
This is the most hyped match of
this
the night.
This card is gonna be insane.
I don't know. That Balor Joe.
We've seen it.
Calm
honestly,
down.
There's so many. It's all gonna be so good.
It is.
It's all
there's
gonna be so
good. Not a single
good.
Match on here that I'm not excited for.
No, yeah.
Honestly. But this match in particular, I think is gonna be, if they let Nakamura go like he can go, this is gonna be something that NXT's not used to. This match is gonna blow the roof off the place.
Yeah.
I've got Nakamura winning just because he has to win.
Well, okay. That's not a bad call because, I mean, it's a 50-50 shot.
Like Trivial Pursuit. No.
I really think Sami Zayn's gonna win. I think this is going to be a way for them to showcase Nakamura and what he can do. And Zayn is just going to like skin of his teeth,
barely pull it off. Well, do you think this is going to be a one and done for Nakamura for now?
Yeah.
You think they're going to repackage him or at least keep him off TV for a while?
I think he'll immediately start showing up again on NXT. In fact, I kind of think he'll be the next person to challenge for the championship.
Really?
Whoever wins, the championship match, I think that's probably going to be their next feud. But I really think that this is going to be a way for them to show off what Nakamura can do. But this is going to be, you know, as Sami Zayn comes down to the ring for that ladder match, like it's the feather in his cap to really kind of cement him that he belongs with all of these other established main roster guys.
And they could absolutely show that. They could say, if you miss Friday's takeover, watch this. Sami Zayn in a big victory.
Right.
Yeah. I could see that happening. Dalton, who do you got?
Nakamura. Mainly because I still remember Balor, Owens ladder match on Brooklyn. Owens had that hell of a match where they just looked like they killed each other. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days later won the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah.
So that's why I have Zayn losing, but I have Zayn winning.
Looks good.
Zayn looks amazing.
Oh, and of course he's going to. Like, it's not going to be that, Owens Zayn match.
No.
Where he just gets destroyed.
Hopefully not.
I don't want to see 8 knees to the head.
Well, no. I mean, I do, but I don't.
Right.
I also go to Live League. You know? Allie, Sami Zayn somewhat. You're not familiar with Nakamura, but you did watch that Wrestle Kingdom 10 match with us. Who do you think's got this one?
Nakamura.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you will.
All
right. You're excited. All right. Here's the match I'm most excited for because I was not a Bayley fan at first. Where you said you've done a 180 on the Revival.
Asa just like completely changed his opinion of you.
How?
I always thought Bayley was fun and adorable, but I never took her serious because her character was, you know, waving around, being goofy. But she has become such a fighting champion since she beat Sasha Banks for the title.
Yep.
And this match will be her defining moment. I truly believe that. If you thought that the Sasha Banks Bayley match was match of the year last year, this match is going to blow the roof off place. I feel like Tony Schiavone constantly plugging things.
So it's
going to
be the greatest night in the history of the sport.
Yes, because I'm a big fan of Asuka. She is like Nakamura.
Oh yeah.
She is such a talent. And coming from Japan, again, the only Japanese wrestlers we've seen in WWE to this point never got a fair shake other than maybe Tajiri got over. But even that was so stereotypical.
Yeah.
The Kenzo Suzuki did terrible.
Right.
Hiroko, his wife, terrible. Hakushi was amazing.
Kung Fu Naki.
Oh, God.
Oh.
But Asuka is another one that breaks the mold, like Nakamura. She's funny. She's psychotic looking.
Oh, yeah. She's got the crazy eyes.
She's nuts, and I love it. She's colorful. I think this is going to be the best match Bayley has had, and it's going to define her career from this point on. That being said, I still think Bayley's going to win. Because it's too obvious. Literally, like, last year, they had the big title change.
Right. It almost just kind of dawned on me that, yeah, someone does have to lose this match.
Yeah, someone's gonna lose.
Because, like, I don't, and Dalton, you're more, you might know more than me, but has Asuka lost?
Always Shmazi if it was. I don't think she has, but I think it was, it had to have been by Dana Brooke or Emma, and it had to have been by Shenanigans.
Okay. I don't remember.
Like, Emma or Eva Marie took her out in that battle royal because she was.
Well, I just mean, like, I didn't know. Yeah, I don't remember her being pinned.
I don't
know. They have booked her incredibly strong.
So it's one of those things where I don't know if this is a, if Bayley does lose and, like, they mentioned that they might do a rematch, but I could see her finally coming up to join.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking. It's just too obvious. Because they did the same thing last year with Sasha Banks. You know how you said once you lose the NXT title, it's an unspoken rule that you go to the main roster?
Yeah.
That almost is exactly true for the NXT women's title.
That's very true.
Because everyone that's won the title and then lost it has gone to the main roster almost immediately.
Except for Paige.
Except for Paige. Well, Paige, they really screwed the pooch on from the beginning, honestly.
Yeah. They just stripped her of the belt. That's what happened.
But this match, I think Bayley is gonna start a dynasty, because if there's anybody that will get absolutely screwed on Raw, it's Bayley.
Yeah.
Cause look what happened to Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
They've destroyed her character. She's kind of redeemed herself a little bit, but they've ruined her.
The last couple weeks have been much better for her, but there was a...
So what are they gonna do with Bayley? A fun loving, crowd loving, I mean, remember Emma? When she came up doing the stupid dancing, what are they going to do to poor Bayley?
Santino's not around to stick her with.
Yeah. You're going to put her with Zack Ryder? You're going to put her with someone fun-loving? Maybe Tyler Breeze? No. Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah.
No, you can't do that. So keep Bayley in NXT for longer.
Yeah, I think that's probably... I'm going to go with Bayley, too.
I swayed him!
No,
you
all
saw it!
You didn't sway me.
I swayed him!
I didn't, like, think it was Asuka.
Allie, support me.
Allie, who do you think's going to win?
Well, actually, I've never actually seen Bayley wrestle, but I have seen Asuka.
Mm-hmm.
And
Asuka's
I remember.
Gonna kill you.
Yeah, that was actually.
With dim
that
eyes.
Was a chant that happened, and it was vicious. So I'm gonna say Asuka.
Bayley's gonna hug you. Was the other chant.
Yeah. I just love thinking back to when, Asuka beat up, I think it was Emma. And Dana Brooke was back there, like, helping her. And Asuka walks back. She goes, aww.
Yeah. She's
Asuka's so sad.
So creepy.
Asuka is a Street Fighter character.
She really is.
I'm going to pick Bayley for this one because I feel like they need somebody to stay down there and kind of anchor the women's division for a while.
I think Allie might take this one. But I'm going to go with Bayley anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Main event time. Finn Balor versus Samoa Joe.
Now, this is the one that I'm most excited about because, like, when we did the last TakeOver show, like, I don't know what it was about that match. It just hit me in a way that I loved every second of it.
In the feels.
I've gone back and rewatched that 3 times easily.
I thought it was a good match, but I don't know. I didn't have the hype for it that you did. But this one, I think they're going to top themselves.
Maybe it's just because, like, I've loved Samoa Joe for so very long.
Yeah.
And I love everything that Finn Balor has done so far in NXT. So I might, maybe it's just like a bias that I have that it made it seem so much better than what it was.
Yeah.
But, I'm so hyped for this one. The Balor's new finisher,
What is it, 1916?
The 1916
which is based on Irish history, by the way.
Yeah.
What was it originally called?
He didn't really have a name for it. It's just, this is his new finisher.
There was another finisher
he had.
Well, he had
the coup de grace. He has the coup de grace.
Yeah, but there was another one, though, that was, I think it was the same. There was one that was also based on the same event, but it was called something really controversial. And they were like, well, they'll never get away with that. So he named this one 1916. And it's the same thing. It's just the actual name of the event. Because it was a very violent, bloody time.
Well, it was like the rising on Easter weekend.
Yeah.
But
this is their way of getting around it.
Yeah.
And it's a cool name. The 1916. That's just an awesome name.
But so
for
he, and like, it almost kind of seems like he's done a little bit of an attitude change in the last,
like you would
two
say
weeks.
He's had an attitude adjustment.
I hope not.
But no, I'm just I'm this is a it's almost and really I'm so excited to see what he's gonna look like what his makeup's gonna be.
Well, do you think he's gonna tie into Dallas? Cool. Like, do you think he's gonna be like
he always
do you
does?
Think he's gonna do Lee Harvey Oswald?
Oh no, I almost cursed
too soon.
Oh my god,
because he was Jack the Ripper. Like, but that's okay.
Touche.
That wasn't America. What if he comes out as President Kennedy with just a, like,
No!
Oh my goodness!
No!
No!
Okay.
No.
All right.
But, I could not yell loud enough to try to make that not get audible.
No!
But, I'm so excited for this. I, like you said, it, like, the almost the predict, the predictability of Joe beating him for the championship, it really seems like, I don't know, but, I don't know. Don't make me choose.
I am picking Samoa Joe, but only in hopes. Here you go, Hunter. I am picking Samoa Joe only in hopes that they debut the Bullet Club.
See, and to me, that almost telegraphs it too much.
Yeah. I'm fine with
like,
it.
Because, like, if Finn Balor does lose, I'm almost gonna, I'm not gonna be expecting it, but either on Sunday or Monday at WrestleMania, or the Monday after, I will be much less surprised. Now, it's not, you know, putting him in the trailer, like putting him on the WrestleMania poster.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's telegraphing it.
Yeah,
to you.
To me, and I'm just the paranoid.
I'm gonna go with Balor.
You're gonna go with Balor?
I'm gonna go Balor for two reasons. One, I think that the longer you have somebody like Finn Balor hold the title, the more prestigious that title becomes.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so, because the NXT title is already prestigious.
Yeah.
Two, he's Irish. I gotta go with my blood.
And they talked about, he's coming up on the longest NXT title reign. Because
yeah,
he,
Neville
like, a couple weeks ago, he actually wrestled Neville because William Regal's like, well, you're almost the longest reigning champion, so how about you wrestle the longest reigning champion? Yeah.
And I want to see them keep Balor down there longer because look what happened to Neville.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look what happened to, I mean, Kevin Owens, you can argue that he's done well and he has.
No, he's absolutely done well, but he deserves better.
Yes.
Like he's been given a lot, but give him the world. Like,
and plus Balor is one of the people that has flat out said he wants to stay in NXT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, I'm going to go with Balor winning it, but I would love Samoa Joe to get that championship.
I would too, but I have to go with Balor. Allie?
I'm going with Balor because of his artwork.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, because of the way he looks on the outside, just his...
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Such a
oh.
handsome man.
I mean, Samoa Joe's not bad looking.
Oh, not at all, but Balor.
Yeah.
Swoon.
I heard Samoa Joe's got a fat asses. That's all
I heard he has a 33.3% chance of winning this match.
33 1/3.
Oh, 33 1/3% yeah. chance.
Get
of
your math
match.
Right. God. All right. So that is the NXT TakeOver Dallas show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the better show from a wrestling standpoint. No doubt about it. But if you're talking about this weekend, it has to be about WrestleMania. No offense to anyone that says, well, NXT is better. Yes, NXT is better, but it's WrestleMania. Even people that don't like wrestling know what WrestleMania is. You know WrestleMania is the biggest stage of them all. It's the granddaddy.
It is
the showcase of the immortals.
Mm-hmm.
That's what WWE has paid me to tell you.
And Roman Reigns is going to be there too.
He's immortal.
He's.
Just a brief history. WrestleMania is my favorite wrestling show of the year, obviously. It's not the best. It's never been the best, I don't think, except for a few occasions. Well, WrestleMania 17, amazing. WrestleMania 6, amazing.
19 is probably my favorite. Well, we can do that.
That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show. But I'm so hyped for WrestleMania. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to be here. Yeah. It's going to be the gang. We're going to have pizza. We're going to be watching the show. Everybody's going to be having a great time if CJ's not there. And I'm so excited for it.
I think we should just tell him not to come.
Well, I haven't told him it's this Sunday. And he hasn't asked.
So we're going to tell him next Sunday?
Randomly show up.
I'd be like, oh man, we forgot it was this Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, no. Dude, I thought we were still on, Daylight Savings Time.
So, what was the, WrestleMania Aaron Picard question?
Oh, the Aaron Mania question. Picard Mania. He said, what are some of your favorite WrestleMania moments?
if WrestleMania sucks in the show after, we can save that.
Well, I think we should put a pin in that and then either do it at the review show or do next week.
Just real quick.
Because that could almost be an entire show.
Just pick one moment you like. We won't say too much. And it doesn't have to be your favorite. Just one you like. Just one you like. And I'm going to go with an obvious one. Two, just real quick. Of Hulk Hogan versus
Yokozuna
Warrior. No, say what you will. That was the moment that made me a wrestling fan. I'm old. Seeing Hogan lose and pass the torch to Warrior was great. It was, and you can't deny its place in history. I don't care what you say. It was amazing.
You have another one.
Yeah, but my absolute favorite made me giddy moment at WrestleMania was when Shawn Michaels came out, versus The Undertaker, and he ascended from heaven in the all white outfit.
Well, he descended.
Yes, descended. Cause The Undertaker ascended from hell. Thank you, Asa. You caught me there. I was speaking to my favorite denominator.
That was for Hunter.
It's probably not my favorite moment, but the one that immediately popped into my head is, it might be my favorite moment given everything that happened. But Daniel Bryan ending the WrestleMania with both belts and.
Or Guerrero and Benoit at the end of WrestleMania
as a champion
together. Redacted.
Yeah.
Redacted, yeah. Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho, WrestleMania 19.
I'm genuinely surprised you didn't say Seth Rollins running out with a briefcase.
Oh, well, that's
because
Allie's.
You cannot.
I think he was saving that for Allie.
You can't. You can't deny how great of a match that.
Oh,
was.
Oh no, you can't. Yeah. But I just like that was another one that kind of immediately.
Would that be your moment? Seth Rollins coming out last year
actually,
and winning the title.
I forgot about that. The only thing I really remember from WrestleMania last year was Ronda Rousey.
Oh, beating up Stephanie.
Yeah, that's the main thing I remember other than the
Well, that's probably the main thing they want you to No, the Terminators!
No, that involves Triple H, and that you're not gonna like that.
Sting! No! Oh my god, he lost!
Remember that thing? Remember
Shannon, the wall that Shannon had built in his brain to block out that memory.
That thing we all should have said was our favorite moment that didn't happen.
Alright, let's move past it before I cry. Let's start with the pre-show, because they moved one of the matches from the pre-show to the main card. Thank God. Because yeah. I have always said that's so stupid that that's on the pre-show. The Andre the Giant Battle Memorial Battle Royal was moved onto the main card. On the pre-show, you don't agree with that?
I absolutely disagree with that. The Andre the Giant Battle Memorial, or the armbar, is a made-up thing that only matters come WrestleMania.
No, it's the Agamber.
No, it's the armbar. It's the armbar. It's what everyone on the internet calls it. And I'm on the internet, so I'm calling it that. It's a completely made up thing that only matters in WrestleMania. They don't mention that after Extreme Rules. They will not mention that after Extreme Rules.
I guess I was more hyped for it last year because I thought it was going to be a prestigious thing of mm-hmm. this person won it and they're going to ride that.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Or you thought they were going to do it with Cesaro.
Or Sandow.
Showed up, Hulk Hogan and slammed Big Show over the top rope.
Or remember last year at the first one when it came down to Big Show versus Sandow.
And we all thought Sandow had it.
In what should have made Sandow's career.
Yeah, it should have been.
And they screwed it. They messed it up terribly and instead had Big Show go over for no reason other than to say he won the Andre the Giant Battle
He's never
World.
Won a
and
battle
then
world
they
before.
Never actually said it except for like last week when he stood there next to the trophy. Yeah. But the reason but
God
I,
awful.
I think the armbar should have stayed on there because the United States Championship is an actual defended weekly championship. Well, not defended weekly anymore. Especially after all of the work and the amazing matches that John Cena did to elevate that championship, it should not be on the pre-show.
That was a year ago.
And they should, and I think Kalisto deserves better. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with a championship match being, and I know they've put the tag team championship on there so many times.
Yeah. The Intercontinental Championship's been on the pre-show a few times.
I'm of the old school belief that the championships should mean more.
But you get why they're doing it. I mean, trying to sell Mania by saying, hey, watch the pre-show. Here's a title match on the pre-show.
And I get that, but I don't agree with it.
Well, speaking of that match, let's start with that one. Kalisto versus Ryback. Mm-hmm. I know I'm the only Ryback fan here. And can I be honest with you about something? I'm not even that big of a Ryback fan, honestly. I just think it's funny. Dalton gets so mad.
Yeah, he's
the
only one.
You like Ryback the way you think I like Baron Corbin.
I like Ryback because he's got big muscles and he doesn't afraid of anything.
See, that's why you think I like Baron Corbin. Anyway.
When Ryback does the knees in the corner, they're so crisp. And I think CM Punk could learn a thing or two.
End of show.
I will walk.
All right. In all honesty, this is a huge mismatch. That's the point of it.
Yeah.
Is there any way Kalisto walks out with the title?
Yes.
You think it will?
I genuinely think because when Kalisto was in NXT, there was a lot of rumblings that he was being groomed to be the next Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
He was going to be the next, you know, underdog, tiny little guy, but that can do amazing things. And I really think that I think that even though the build has been really lackluster, but they've done a good job of actually keeping them separate.
Yeah.
Physicality wise, like we haven't really seen them go at each other.
Well, there was nothing even on Raw, was there?
He was in the ring and he like looking down on him and he did the feed me more.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then, walked away.
Why did he do that? That is a face move.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a heel.
But so this is probably just like empty wishes, like that this is going to be his David versus Goliath. And so he's going to, the plucky underdog is going to flip his way to victory.
I hope you're right. I do like Ryback enough to say that he belongs on the show. I think he's gotten better, and I think when he does funny interviews, he is funny, and he's not awful in the ring. That's what I'll say about Ryback. He's not awful. But Kalisto's much better. I hope Kalisto wins. I'm going to go with Kalisto, even though I just know how Vince McMahon has an erection.
See, and
for
that's like that's
guys.
The other thing. It's like, but then on the other hand, look what Ryback looks like.
Yeah. I mean, in the terms of big guys, he's the biggest of the big
but
guys.
But
I, part it of says just, it on his tights.
But part of me is like, they're going to try to sell the mask. They're going to try to, like, they can really.
Maybe they're going to Mexico
can,
soon.
They
it's
can,
a character.
They, I think that they can, they, I would have to think that, you know, especially like Triple H, you know, whatever influence he has, really sees the opportunity to, you know, make a new Rey Mysterio before he gets so beat up.
Yeah.
That.
He can't go.
He can't do
like Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like, I mean, and through no fault of his own, like he aged and he made his career doing insane jumps and flips and landings. Like the Rey Mysterio deserves every terrible looking dolphin splash that he's ever done.
Yeah.
Because of the things he did in WCW. But like, I have to think that this is their way of starting at the bottom and really pushing him. But I'm probably wrong and Ryback's just going to dismantle him in 10 seconds.
Stop it. Stop it. Dalton.
Ryback bird.
Stop that. Ryback. Allie. No, Allie.
Kalisto.
Okay.
You said Kalisto?
I said Kalisto.
Okay.
Yeah. I want Kalisto.
Everybody has Kalisto with me.
We're not going to talk about this match very much. Total Divas versus Team Bad and Blonde is what they're calling them. It's Brie Bella, Paige, Natalya, Alicia Fox, and Eva Marie versus Lana, Summer Rae, Naomi, Emma, and Tamina. Emma, I'm glad she's on WrestleMania. That's all I'll say.
Yep.
Eva Marie, I'm surprised she's on Mania. That's all I'll say. They were trying to find a way to shoehorn everyone in, and they did. The match is going to be awful. It's going to go about 3 minutes, guaranteed. And it's going to end with probably, I think you were right, Eva Marie is going to turn full on heel. And this is going to be her introduction to the main roster.
Yep.
Or they will just have the Total Divas win and never speak of it again.
Yeah.
So what's your prediction?
I'm going to go with Total Divas.
Okay.
Because I think that I still think that they have big plans for Eva Marie.
Well, and I'm going to say Total Divas because I think it's going to be Brie Bella pins Lana. And that's going to be like her
goodbye.
Yeah.
Which it should be. If Brie Bella is leaving, I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
Let her have her moment because she has worked there for a long time. It's not like Brie Bella is the newest person on there and it's not fair that she's winning. She's been in there a long time. She does great for their PR. She does great on Total Divas for ratings. She deserves her final victory and send off to the sunset.
Yeah.
Let her and Daniel Bryan go be happy. So I'm good with that. Allie?
Total Divas.
Don't you feel dirty just saying that?
It's the smart guess. That's what I have too, because they need to push that show. It's not getting the ratings it used to. They need to.
And there's nobody on Team Bad and Blonde that I could see them pushing.
Other than Eva Marie.
Other than she's on.
Lana.
Lana's the only one, and even she has been in so much hot water.
Yeah.
The term nuclear heat is thrown around a lot these days.
Although I don't see them seeing it, but like I would love to for them to. Make Emma credible.
Yeah.
I would love to let Emma be the wrestler that she is.
Not the stupid, goofy Santina dancer.
Well, and like her character has come so far beyond that. Like the whole, it's all about me.
Yeah.
Like it's.
It's so unfortunate. We've said it before that the Walmart thing derailed her career.
But then again,
But it probably did wonders for her.
I was going to say that honestly probably was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Because like it let her go back. It let her go back to NXT. It
done great job down there with her and Dana Brooke.
Because what was she doing on the main roster? She was with Santino as the goofy dancing sidekick. So
terrible. Real quick on this one, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because it's so inconsequential. The Dudley Boys versus the Usos. I'm just going to go ahead and say Usos.
Yeah.
Because the Usos are like the reigning champion of the pre-show.
And I think it's one of the like we said, like in the 9 years that Dolph Ziggler's been with the company, he has yet to have a one-on-one match at WrestleMania. The Usos have been on the like pre-show the last like 4 or 5 WrestleManias. I think it's going to be the Usos. It's, you know, the good guys get their comeuppance, and it's going to be a way to kind of get the crowd pumped up.
Because they're ready for Mania. Cool stuff,
So I think it'll be a good match if they get the time. If they get the time
I'm guessing 7 minutes, 7 to 10.
I'm excited to see heel. Bubba Ray.
I'm sad to see the Dudley Boys be treated so
poorly.
I don't know if you would say poorly, because I mean they're on TV, but my God, when they came,
have characters.
They came back like a house of fire, and that fire has been put out.
Yeah. Well, to be fair though,
that's the Wyatt family thing.
Well, it's not even that. It's just like, but look who they had to work against. Like, yeah, back as a house of fire, but even the Dudley Boys, one of the most decorated tag team champions in the history of the company. End up playing second fiddle to just the most entertaining act that WWE has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
The Usos.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you got, Allie?
Yeah.
The Usos. I know them more than the Dudley Boys.
Now, Allie, when I say ooh, you say so. Ooh.
So.
Damn it. Don't do it.
So, just so you know, our pre-show, everybody has the exact same answer except for me with Ryback.
Which, and that's, I mean, and that's fine. Like, it's
again, the pre-show.
We're not doing
this
as a competition to, like, see who can book it better. It's just, like, this is what we think is going to happen, and WWE happens to be pretty predictable.
Yes,
especially with the, especially with the pre-show. I think after the pre-show,
Once you get into the main card, it is a little bit more of
up in the air.
Up in the air. And we're going to start with the New Day. This is the official show. This is the listing that's on Wikipedia. So if it's in the wrong order versus the real show, I apologize. The New Day versus the League of Nations. It's a 3-on-4 match.
Dun, 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 dun. I told Dalton the other day when we had it on Raw, I was like, oh, I have the League of Nations theme stuck in my head. Wow, that's the first time that sentence has ever been uttered.
By anyone ever.
Like, I'm going to send them your email. They'll love you.
I'm just going to go ahead and say the New Day is going to win.
So
they shouldn't by any stretch.
No. The New Day should absolutely win.
No, I mean, like, logically, it's 4-on-3, and in those four people, you have four of the baddest dudes that could be major stars if they were single.
But then they decided, nah.
They're the lads.
The lads, yeah. But so, no, they're gods among men. Didn't you see that Instagram post?
Yeah.
That was a great picture.
So, one of the things I talked about on Monday was apparently, like, this match is going to be one of, like, there's some sort of spot planned. Or some kind of surprise is supposed to happen involving this match that is going to be one of the biggest things to come out of WrestleMania.
Well, I heard it. Is it the entrance?
I don't know if it's the entrance. I don't know if it's...
They legitimately want to fly on unicorns.
Yeah, they really want to
legitimately,
unicorns.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is. I think The Rock is going to be the fourth man, and he's going to help the New Day beat League of Nations, because it's no longer for the championship.
No.
Yeah.
It's just faction warfare.
If this is the opening match and you have The Rock join the New Day, that will set the stage for WrestleMania. That will light the place on fire.
It'll make no sense, but it will set the stage. It
doesn't have to make sense. Rock's half black.
Yeah, it's the WrestleMania.
It fits in.
It's WrestleMania.
We're talking about how continuity works.
The only continuity that would make sense is because him and Rusev still have the unresolved issue.
Oh, you mean when he slut shamed Lana and then put himself down? Oh my
yep.
God.
So, but no, I think New Day wins.
I think New Day's gonna win
New
too.
Day rocks.
I think the League of Nations needs it. I'm gonna go with League
of
Nations.
Well, they
need it. Oh yeah, they absolutely need
it. I mean, lots of people need lots of things. They don't get them.
Those, like you said, those are four guys that if you put them together in a stable, that should be the Raw story. Just those four guys tearing everything up and just having their way with the entire roster.
In the territory system or in the 80s, those four guys individually would have been champions.
Easy.
Would have been monsters.
Oh, yeah.
But not in this world.
No.
Allie?
Don't be sour.
I knew. Okay. I wrote down her prediction before
really?
She said it. I was like, oh, yeah, New Day.
Yeah.
Well, they rock.
I've been
rocks.
Writing a lot of yours before
they're
you
eat
saying
they're going to eat their bootios. And they are going to they're gonna overcome.
That's booty. Speaking of booty, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Kane.
No, Bray Wyatt.
Isn't
clearly.
If he's hurt, he's not even going to be in it. Because they don't actually have the participants listed.
There's four more they need to list.
All right, so here's who they have.
Oh, they do have him listed?
Here's who's announced so far. Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Bo Dallas, Big Show, Kane, Tyler Breeze, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger, Fandango, Damian Sandow, Darren Young, Connor, Victor, Goldust, and R-Truth. This is the most boring battle royal on paper that I've ever seen in my life.
The ones that they don't have listed are going to be Eric Rowan and Braun Strowman.
For sure.
And I think Braun Strowman's going
to
win.
I think Braun Strowman, someone from the Wyatt family has to win. Because the Wyatts have nothing for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
None of them. Which, you wanted to mention this. Asa, you wanted to mention this.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell
them. So, after Raw 2 weeks ago, week before last week, Luke Harper went down with an injury. Looks like it's his ACL. It's worse than they thought, and he's going to be out for 6 to 9 months.
My friend Joe Vernola, who I did Cyber Wrestling Revolution with, posted a picture of the newest line from Ringside Collectibles. It's the WWE Injury Wave 1 series.
And it made me sad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, unfortunate for Luke Harper, who by my standard is the most entertaining of the Wyatts other than Bray himself.
In the ring-wise, he's the most entertaining.
Yeah. Well, I mean, other than Bray. Other than Bray, he's the best one, period.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think anyone would argue that.
That's a guy who could easily be the next Undertaker, the next big man that
clearly.
Has no business being as athletic or as good as he is.
No, and he looks psychotic.
Yeah.
Of them all, he looks actually crazy. This Battle Royal is going to be god-awful. It's not like last year where you had people in there that you cared about.
Mm-hmm.
The only person that has a storyline going into this is Big Show. And Gold Dust. Social Outcast.
Yeah. Gold Dust and R Truth also have a story.
Oh god, I forgot about that.
Who do you have, Allie?
Who do you care?
Do you just want to say what they said?
We didn't say anything.
I said Braun Strowman.
You said Braun Strowman.
Did I say Braun Strowman?
Yeah.
No, well, you said Bray Wyatt or someone from the Wyatt family.
You know, I'm going to say...
Come on.
So last year, I said... And you, no. Go back and listen to the old show. I said... I was the only one that said Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said he'll win and it'll be terrible and it won't make any sense and no one will care. And I was right. And that was the one prediction I didn't want to be right on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to double it down this time. Big Show.
Back
and if
back.
Big Show wins back to back, I will quit. You have my word.
I will quit
Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I will eat my hat and I will marry Ethan Craig Miles.
This show's going to tank if that happens.
Oh yeah. That's
well, right. Once the honeymoon's over, I'll be back.
So who do you have, Allie?
I don't even remember who was in it.
Just say Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman.
That's
sure.
The cheat code.
Why not?
All right.
Honestly, he makes the most sense.
Yeah.
If you want to push him and give him a big victory, this
especially if the whole, you know, oh, the Wyatts are going to be the biggest heels in WWE.
Yeah, this
in the
is going
to... year, even though, just forget everything that's happened to them so far in their careers.
Dalton, who do you have?
I have Kane.
Kane?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a safe choice.
He deserves, yeah. Like, he deserves something.
Right. That's like an accolade that they give him without actually.
Yeah, he's eliminated how many people from the Royal Rumble and never won one. He deserves it. Yeah.
Also, we're going over on time. I apologize.
It's the WrestleMania show.
It's WrestleMania.
Show.
You have
we're
to
just going
to
go over. It's fine.
Yeah. Last year we went, the first show was an hour and a half, I think. Yeah. Almost
let's
2 hours.
Let's just do an hour and a half if we have to.
Well, we're at hour five, so let's just keep going.
Let's just keep.
Yeah. AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho.
Styles.
Let me rephrase this. AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho 4.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
The
like
fourth
this
match
this,
in the series.
This build up, especially after Chris Jericho officially turned heel, has been great. AJ Styles. AJ
I love the
Styles.
Way you do that. That's great.
The only person that does it better than him is Chris Jericho.
No, he does it better.
No, I do nothing better than Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho's the best in the world.
You do better at sucking.
Huh? That's Dalton's joke.
That's
Why did they go to him?
Don't talk to me like I'm Dalton.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm a little disappointed that this seems like it's still just going to be a one-on-one match. Like, I really think this really serves itself to like a 2 out of 3 falls.
A submission
or a
match.
Submission match.
Yeah.
But yeah, AJ Styles.
The Calf Killer, I had to think about it.
Well, it's not called the Calf Killer, though. What is it called?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Calf something.
It's Calf something.
Calf Herder.
I'm also going to go with AJ Styles.
Calf Owie.
AJ Styles.
It's bad. Like, it's bad that we're both saying Styles, and I think we both stated that, like, Chris Jericho's on our short list. Like, the both of us have.
Well, and that's just kind of Chris Jericho's career.
His WrestleMania record is garbage.
Right, because he... Fandango!
Because my God.
He has lost to Shawn Michaels and Fandango.
If Chris Jericho will lose to Fandango, but not AJ Styles at Mania, I will eat Ace's hat.
Please don't. Not a Punisher hat.
Who do you
Styles.
Got? Styles. All right, cool.
The phenomenal one.
The phenomenal.
Who I really hope this kicks off a, if he's not in a world title hunt by WrestleMania next year, forget it.
Why?
He's
done. What's the point?
Yeah. I think you said AJ too?
Yeah.
Yeah. We all said Styles. All
right. The big ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship. Kevin Owens, the champion, defending against Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, my boy Zack Ryder.
Yeah, because you're the only one here that likes him. Selfish lines.
Your boy, The Miz.
I mean, I do like The Miz more than probably anybody else here. But I do. But I was all aboard the Zack Ryder.
I think we all were.
I was drinking me some Long Island IC.
And Stardust.
Stardust.
I said.
This is a match that's just like.
Then why does it have to be one winner?
It's like, it's like, don't make me choose. Why can't they all just win?
Can we please put the European title up there? Let's get like the light heavyweight championship.
Yeah. Everyone should win a title.
Oh,
Feast or Fire match.
We haven't talked about it. We're going to talk about it next week. I'm going to make you the Cruiserweight Open.
Invitational.
That's happening. Yeah. So.
But this match.
We'll feed you.
This match.
Yeah.
Obviously this match will steal the show, in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
Just
these
because.
These kind of multi-man giant.
But you know, that's not always true though, because there have been a couple that, aside from a couple big spots, have been lackluster. I mean, we're not
some
talking
of the money
about
in the bank. Some of the Money in the Bank ones, yeah.
Like 23, there's like a few good spots and then everything else is kind of poop.
I think even last year when, Ambrose took those big spots and that was cool. But the rest was kind of garbage.
Yeah. I loved that match.
Other than Luke Harper was awesome in that match.
Yeah.
Too,
you had Daniel Bryan and Dolph Ziggler headbutting each other to death.
I didn't like that.
I don't like it now.
With how they've been like setting up, this has been one of the better matches they've set up.
Yeah, it's got a story.
Yeah.
Because it went back almost a full 2 months.
Yeah, and with how Kevin Owens has been doing with KO Mania and
she's
everything.
She's excited about KO Mania.
It's
we
something
all should be
I know.
Excited about KO Mania.
So I take it that means you were pulling for Kevin Owens on this?
I actually haven't really decided on that yet.
Well, you think about that.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say Zack Ryder. I have no doubt Zack Ryder's going to lose.
But it's just
but
you're,
I have
you're dreaming
to do
the dream.
It. Yeah.
Because
I
it's almost to. It's again, they know how badly people want to see Zack Ryder succeed.
Yeah.
Because he got the pin on or he was standing tall after he took out Owens on SmackDown.
Yeah.
He beat Chris Jericho, granted AJ Styles distracted him, whatever.
He got the biggest pop of the seven,
yeah.
Honestly.
And it's crazy to think that he's the placeholder.
Yeah.
That would be Neville. Like, he would not be in this match if it wasn't for Neville's really unfortunate injury.
Which is sad.
Which is so sad.
If there's ever been a textbook case, if you want a case study of when they screwed up a wrestler.
Right.
See Zack Ryder.
Or the whole, like, no one's willing to grab the brass ring. That's because Zack Ryder has run out of room on his fingers because he's wearing all of them already. He went and bought a jewelry store. Like, he has a forge in his basement. He's just making them himself.
They literally called it. They called him goddamn Sonic the Hedgehog at this point, you know?
He's got
many rings.
He's making the brass rings himself. And like, oh, no, that's cute. But we're going to take it and just give it to Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns is walking around.
Zack Ryder's rolling a single tear.
Ooh, a brass ring. Ooh, a brass ring.
Roman Reigns is just sitting there with his little juice sipping on it, and they're just like, here's another brass ring. Bounces up and down. Winks at the camera.
I would love, like, don't get me wrong, I would absolutely love for Zack Ryder to win. I just...
You know it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I know it's very much like you. It's like, it's not gonna.
But I want it to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you believe hard enough, maybe. Maybe we won't just...
If we all dream
Maybe we all
big.
Just won't end WrestleMania like every other pay-per-view and just be like,
Oh no, we will because the main event.
I think Kevin Owens retains.
That's a safe bet.
I think he's going to lose the championship eventually, clearly, but it's going to be in a one-on-one. Someone finally gets like some sort of comeuppance or revenge on him. And it's not just going to be him getting screwed out of the.
Dalton? Sami Zayn. And then I want that feud to happen. Cause then you have Owens going for his rematches.
It feels rushed. Like, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I'm never going to complain about seeing Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens.
But you
want to
see it evolve. You want to see it like Ring of Honor where they made a story.
Organic.
Yeah, where it was a huge deal, like stretched over. Like, I want that to be a year-long feud. Like, I want it to start now. Like, Sami Zayn's so close to winning it. Kevin Owens just pop up powerbombs him off of a ladder through six other tables out there. And then like,
good God,
man, bloodlust, man.
We can't do that to him. It hurts easy.
And then like next year's WrestleMania main event be Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
That'll never be a WrestleMania.
That
main
simply
main
won't
event.
Happen.
As
we also
much
didn't get our
Triple
Threat Shield match that we've been talking about for years.
Yet, there's still time. But yeah,
Allie?
So I think.
I mean, I think the smart answer is Kevin Owens, but I'm gonna say The Miz. Because I've been liking The Miz a lot.
I would also be super happy.
I don't know if I like
you've been
so
marking
much.
My there's, answers down, so I had to change it up.
There's not a single person.
What did you put down for?
Kevin Owens.
She was talking about how much she loves KO Mania. Yeah, I don't like her liking The Miz so much.
There's not a single person in this match that I would be upset if they won.
Yeah.
Like, every single person I think could
Sin Cara?
I would love if Sin Cara won. If Kalisto wins and Sin Cara wins, you have the Lucha Dragons. Like, they couldn't win the tag championships, but now they're holding both of the...
The minor.
And do, like, exhibition, like, champion versus champion matches. There's a lot that they could do with it, and I would love
The winner is the fans.
Notice no one said Dolph Ziggler.
It's another guy that...
And Ziggler is the one that should make the most sense, because he's the one that's always right on the cusp
of
getting it.
Brass ring grabbing.
Yeah.
Just...
Him and Zack Ryder. Remember a couple years ago... The big rumor was going to be Zack Ryder versus Dolph Ziggler.
For, like, the United States Championship.
Yeah, and it never happened.
Or the Internet Championship.
And they wanted it to happen so bad.
Yeah. Same with Stardust and Goldust. The fact that we never got that match. Or Cody Rhodes versus Goldust, whoever.
Yeah.
Abomination.
Yeah.
Charlotte versus Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks.
I got Sasha.
Sasha. Yeah.
The boss.
It's going to be a great match. This could be the
Sailor
match.
Boss.
This could be the Sailor Boss. This could be the match of the night.
If they let him go.
They're going to because they have that BS match at pre-show. They're going to give these guys time.
I hope so because I really don't want to see another 6-minute match to give Roman Reigns more time.
They can't do like there's so many other places they could take away to get, you know, the stupid concert or whatever performance we're going to get out of it.
This is another one that they've actually, at least in my opinion, have been setting up.
It's very well.
So I don't see why they'd take time off of this one.
And plus, with the big rumor that they're rebranding, Cody sent this to me. I actually saw it before he sent it to me, but I don't know if you guys read it. They're rebranding the Divas division. They're going to try to make an effort to make it
the
more
women's
legit.
Division again. Yeah. It's going to be the women's division again. They're getting a new belt. What they don't tell you is that it's actually just going to be a butterfly spinner belt.
Stop it. Stop it. And Dalton, don't get excited about it.
That was a joke.
No matter who wins this match, I think anyone that wins this match is good. They're going to lead the division.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I still got to go with Sasha Banks because she, that's who the crowd wants. The crowd
and
wants
Snoop Dogg's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. They're related.
And I just realized that Snoop Dogg's probably going to come out with
Sasha
or something.
It at least makes sense. They are related. I think that's cool.
They're related. Yeah.
They are.
They're cousins. They are more related than The Rock and Roman Reigns. Yeah.
It's so weird to think about.
Like, but imagine how awesome that would be for Sasha Banks if she came out to WrestleMania with Snoop Dogg and wins the title.
Hall of Famer Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, Hall of Famer.
Snoop Dogg's going to punch out Ric Flair.
He called
there
it.
There you go.
He called it.
I'm calling my shot.
Yeah. If Sasha Banks comes out in any Sailor Moon inspired outfit, I mean Dalton's shirt.
You'll propose on the spot.
To Dalton.
I'll accept.
I'm marrying a lot of people lately.
All right. Who you got, Allie?
I want to say Becky.
Why?
That was going to be my second guess.
Why not?
I think Becky has a better chance than either of you are giving her credit for.
No, I think she has a chance.
It could cement Sasha Banks as a heel to give her like an actual full face to work against. Cause right now it's, you have like the spectrum of villainy and goodness where Charlotte's firmly planted at heel.
She's chaotic
Becky Lynch
evil.
Chaotic evil, lawful good. And then
Sasha Banks is
kind of
neutral.
I'm almost talking myself into changing my pick.
But Sasha's going to get a bigger reaction. Absolutely. She's going to, if they push her face, like, even if it's a tweener face, she's gonna blow the roof off.
Yeah, she could be like the Rock, Stone Cold, like the legit star of the women's division that they have been missing since Trish and Lita.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. What they have next on here, I don't think is gonna happen in this order, but let's just do it in this order. Mm-hmm. Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe this will go on last. And I think you're right. If this doesn't go on last, this will have implications of the main event.
Yep.
But let's take it as they listed here. Mm-hmm. Now, the big stipulation of this, it's a Hell in a Cell match. If Shane wins, he gets control of Raw, and Undertaker is gone.
Yes.
But if Shane McMahon wins, he could hire Undertaker back.
Yeah, we already had this shouting match.
Yes. This was last week's show.
The build-up to this has been good, and it actually made me way more excited for it than I should be. Because when it first was announced, I remember my reaction. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker.
No, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I was lukewarm about
it. I'm still.
But then I saw those abs.
I'm still firmly in the camp of this is ridiculous and it's going to be a garbage spot fest, which is fine.
Cause that's what it is.
Yeah. But I'm not excited for the match. Which to say for an Undertaker WrestleMania match, and I know like Hunter has mentioned before and he's not the only one, but saying like, the mystique of Undertaker at WrestleMania is gone because Brock Lesnar ended the streak.
And they mentioned that on Raw.
But I don't agree with it at all.
I completely agree with it, but from their storyline, they want you to agree with it. Shane McMahon flat out said to The Undertaker, remember 2 years ago, your legacy ended.
Yeah.
And then they really humanized The Undertaker when they had him say things like, hey, rich boy.
Yeah. That's another thing is I don't like. Like, why are they taking these like really personal shots at each other? This isn't a personal feud.
No.
They're just trying to inject it with that little,
it more venom.
Yeah,
venomous.
And I don't, yeah. It's like the stake of the company isn't enough.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So,
But this is also one of those matches I don't know who's gonna win.
It's gotta be Shane.
I wanna say Shane, but at the same time, Undertaker losing to Shane McMahon at WrestleMania.
Well, it's,
it sounds so
It's gotta
baffling.
Be Shane because someone. There's going to be someone else involved in that match.
I think The Undertaker. I think if Undertaker loses, it's because he purposely loses.
He tombstones him twice and then puts him on top of him.
Yeah. And just looks at Vince McMahon and flips him off.
Yeah.
But one thing that I read earlier today was that Shane McMahon said he's doing WrestleMania for his kids. Which leads me to believe that this is not a permanent thing. If it's not a permanent thing, you can't have Shane McMahon win.
What he means is he's doing WrestleMania as in that's going to be his last, like, oh, look what dad can do.
The last match,
but not necessarily him on the show, because especially with all of the talk of the brand split, what would be a better time to do a draft than the Monday after Raw?
That's when it used to be.
Or the Raw after WrestleMania.
That's what they used to do.
Yeah.
Which I really miss that. WrestleMania was like the season finale.
And it was like starting over.
It ended
all
of the feuds, whereas now that almost always happens on the Raw after.
Yeah.
The Raw after Extreme Rules.
Well, the Raw after Extreme Rules, yeah. But so, I think Shane McMahon's going to win, and I really think it's going to be because someone comes out and
interferes.
Someone interferes.
I'm going to go with Shane McMahon.
Whether
too.
It's, you know, we've talked about like the Bullet Club debuting.
Balor Club.
No, WWE's been trying to buy it.
They've been trying, but it hasn't been.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get the rights to Nakamura's song.
Oh.
Which apparently which was so good, but apparently he really likes the song that they've given him.
Good.
Yeah. Balor Club. Who you got, Allie?
Shane.
All right. I just want to say that all four of us said Shane. 3 years ago, none of us would have said CM Punk over. Not all four of us would have said CM Punk over Undertaker.
Well, especially because the Undertaker had not lost to lose.
It's just weird.
If this was the streak versus the company, the sake of the company,
Undertaker,
that'd be it would be way closer. But now that you know the streak is over,
it's just weird to think that it's an Undertaker match and we're all like, "Ah, he's gonna lose."
Yeah.
It's a Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not Brock Lesnar. This is not Hulk Hogan. This is not some huge name. This is Shane McMahon.
Yeah.
But I agree. Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar. The Raw segment with them was terrible, by the way.
Oh, no, I liked it.
It was funny, but like.
So
did Dean Ambrose go out there and put all of his stuff under the ring just to collect it back and leave again?
No, that stuff is always under the ring.
Yeah.
Remember?
No, it was this barbed wire bat. That made no sense. And a chainsaw.
One is maybe Dean
Jeffrey
Ambrose.
Dean Morgan was there and dropped it.
And Steve Blackman's nunchucks.
Yeah. So I read a thing online saying it's just like how great would it have been because Lesnar had that kendo stick.
Yeah.
He was holding outside. It's like how great would it have been if Dean Ambrose just would have taken that out of his hand and threw it in his cart.
Like he just like crawled up.
He was like, "This is mine."
Well, he grabbed it and kind of tossed it up, and it landed in the ring. And then Lesnar just kind of like, "All right."
He's like, "I like mine.
I have a toy now too." No, I liked it because it was Paul Heyman cuts an amazing promo because he's Paul Heyman.
He's a good talker.
And that's all he knows how to do is just sell people on a match.
Yeah.
And this is another match that I think doesn't get enough credit for the build. It's been a lot better than it could have been.
Well, once they remembered they had it.
Yeah. Because there was that little 3 week pause for Roadblock.
Yeah.
But the way that he didn't even look at Lesnar. He didn't talk. He just was like, this is what I'm bringing to the match.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to hurt you.
I don't have to say what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do to you.
And Dean Ambrose would totally walk out there, put everything under the ring just
he would.
To do that.
And
So there's no problem with that.
That's actually a really good point.
Allie just brought up the best point of the whole night.
You're welcome.
As long as he doesn't use anything that plugs in, he's going to be golden.
Yeah.
Is it an electric chainsaw?
I think it looked gas powered.
Okay, he's good. Yeah.
Oh no, it's gonna blow up. What if the only thing Lesnar brings is like a power strip and a TV? And Ambrose just goes, "Oh no!"
And he just starts sweating all over it,
which causes it to explode.
Yeah,
which then damages Dean Ambrose. I'm gonna say Brock Lesnar though.
Shot.
You're gonna say Brock Lesnar
because Dean Ambrose is one of those guys that they think that he doesn't have to win, and Brock Lesnar is one of those guys that you believe will win. So I still think Lesnar's going to take it in the end.
I'm going to be following my heart instead of my brain because I really do think Brock Lesnar's going to win. But I think my pick is Dean Ambrose because I know I yelled about this a couple weeks ago that this is going to make his career. This is going to be the match that everyone goes back to and is like, okay, that's when he showed he deserves to be the guy. They won't make him the guy. Because he's not the guy we want.
He doesn't have the rings.
But this is the match that we're going to look back to and be like, remember when he beat Brock Lesnar? He was the first person to beat Brock Lesnar. He lost at the Triple Threat, but it's because Roman Reigns got pinned.
Yeah.
He's going to be the first person to pin Brock Lesnar. And since he beat Undertaker.
Okay.
Since
I was
he beat
like,
a, no,
we're all
yeah,
looking
sorry.
At each other going,
no, 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 no yeah. Since,
I was
sorry.
Like Triple H 2
that's,
years
no,
ago.
No, yeah, that's my bad. No, since he beat Undertaker, he's going to be the first.
Well,
he ended the streak.
Okay, yeah, because even, I was thinking the Triple Threat match with him and Ambrose and Reigns. Reigns still beat Ambrose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
they've done a good job of protecting Lesnar.
They have.
Rollins.
And this is
Reigns.
This is the perfect way to give Dean Ambrose the win that he needs and deserves and keep him, to solidify him as a main eventer. To solidify him as I always belong in the picture.
And I hope they do that because Lesnar doesn't need it.
And it makes so much sense too because it's been almost a 2 year build now of Brock Lesnar just running roughshod and you finally have a guy
and
who's there full time.
Who's crazy enough.
And who's absolutely crazy enough. I like there's a picture that started floating around of like, oh, Dean Ambrose wants to bring weapons. That's cute. I'm still Brock Lesnar. And it's like, hey, have you ever heard of CZW?
Yeah.
Yeah
and then it
that.
Shows all the pictures and it's just like the shot face.
The shot, yeah.
But the bad thing is they won't let them go that hard.
Which, obviously. No, I'm fine with. They don't need to.
No.
Like, that kind of blood is not necessary.
Anymore.
Like, there's, ever. I do, like, I think it has a place in storytelling. Like, the Shane McMahon Undertaker match deserves blood. It merits blood.
Do you really think Lesnar's gonna go through this without bleeding?
No.
Lesnar always bleeds.
Lesnar is getting Ric Flair.
Because he doesn't care. Like, he doesn't. That's another guy. He's just like,
hit me.
No, yeah, like, I'm basically made of titanium. Yeah. Like,
are they gonna find me if I bleed?
Right. They can try.
I'll just go back to my farm.
Ranch, yeah.
In Canada. So who do you got?
Dean.
Dean, that's who I thought.
Am I the only one that says Lesnar?
No, I said Lesnar. Okay. Oh, I didn't say. I think Brock Lesnar's going to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I mean, this is, again, probably just going to end up being the Brock Lesnar.
Because Brock Lesnar is their ESPN guy. Like, you send him to ESPN, and you're like, oh, that's a legitimate athlete.
Yeah.
Which is stupid, but it's a legitimate athlete. Yeah.
All right. Well, those are our picks. We hope you guys...
I'm okay with skipping it,
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like... No.
So the main event is the main event that they've been planning for years now. This is the main event they've always wanted. They want you to want Roman Reigns to win. You don't want it, but that's not their fault. That's your fault for not getting it.
I'm going to say since it wasn't Extreme Rules, but the pay-per-view after that, I can't think of what it would have been, but that's been since they've been building it. It was that triple threat between Evolution and Shield whenever they went 3-0. Reigns pinned Triple H.
Reigns has been the golden
boy. Well,
and
that was the
while.
Promo, like they mentioned on the promo.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
okay.
Well, he brought it up. He's like, that's what lit the fire under me again. Like, was the loss and his obsession with Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Which, from a storyline standpoint, this match makes sense.
Makes
They've
so
been
much sense.
Building this up for a long time.
Anyone
but
you, Roman.
Doesn't care.
Yeah.
No.
The crowd doesn't. And it's not Triple H's fault.
No.
Like, that's the weird thing is normally I would say, well, Triple H is greedy.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be the spotlight. This is Triple H of old, but it's not true.
Yeah.
Triple H has been the only saving grace of this.
Absolutely.
Roman Reigns, as good as he is, deserves better, but they've booked him so poorly in this match and in this feud. He's the bad guy that they want you to cheer for.
Yeah.
And not only is he a bad guy that they want you to cheer for, he's the bad guy that you hate. He's not the good guy you hate. He's not X-Pac. He's not Eva Marie. He's just, no one likes
him. And it's like the Rock, even like a day or two ago, posted a thing on Instagram, like this huge speech about his first WrestleMania and how he was booed out of the building. And because he wasn't honest. He wasn't genuine. They didn't let him be him. And then he gets injured. He comes back and he's like,
The Rock.
Give me 2 minutes to be myself.
But,
and then he makes this whole speech about like how he did this whole post about how it was, not being able to be true to yourself, the fans could see through it. It's like, how else are you supposed to interpret? Like, do you think he's referring to something else? Like, this dude is subtweeting like a MF. Just like.
No, the problem with that, though, is that Roman Reigns is not the Rock.
No, not at all.
And will never be the Rock.
Roman Reigns has had that, Roman Reigns has been cheered his first two WrestleManias when he won against Ryback, Show, and Henry, or Orton. And then whenever they beat the New Age Outlaws and Kane. Was over like gangbusters.
Because he was part of the Shield.
He was part of the Shield, yeah.
He was the be quiet and hit hard.
He was the juggernaut.
Yeah. So, then he gets injured. He comes down with that thing where like he had to get, I forgot what it was, but something like he had an appendix burst or something like that. And then he was out for like 3 months, came back, big pop, and they just kept forcing him down his throats.
Yeah.
It's not that Roman Reigns is fake. It's that they just.
Well, they force him to do terrible interviews.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Like it is that he's fake because like these, Suffering succotash, tater tots. I don't believe for a second he would say that.
No.
Like, that's not a Roman Reigns
if
gem.
You've ever seen, there's a video I saw once of Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. I've mentioned this before on Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
It's whenever they're yelling,
And they're chanting Titty Master at Dean Ambrose.
And he just looks over.
And Roman just looks over and he's smiling and he's like egging him on. Like, the dude has personality.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But they don't let it shine. They force him to read this promo. They wouldn't do that to The Rock.
No.
They wouldn't say, Rock, read, call him tater tots. Rock would say, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to say what I want.
And even if he did, like, even if because The Rock has come up with some cheesy stuff. Like, let's be honest. But it's been his.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell that is him.
He dedicated himself to it. He loved it because he wrote it.
Yeah.
It's the difference between reading what someone else wrote and doing something from your heart that even though it might not be good, you believe in and you go full into it.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's one of those things where I really, because you know it has to get to him.
Yeah.
There has to be, like, he has to wake up with just kind of like
Well, don't you think him and Triple H both are going into this WrestleMania going, I don't want to do this. I'm not excited.
Yeah, I mean, but with Roman Reigns at least, you know, you have to think that he's got this drive. Like, you know, he wants to be there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, granted, it wasn't maybe his first career choice, but I mean, he's there. He's making the best of it. Like, he's trying.
Yeah.
Like, no match or brawl. Like, it may not be up to what we want, but it's definitely not phoned in.
No, he's always done a good job.
Yeah. So, But, you know, there just has to be a bit, like, I would, maybe I'm just projecting, but, like, there has to be, like, a bitterness or a drive to be like, fine, you want to boo me? I'll give you a reason to boo me. Like, let him be.
Let him do it. Let him turn.
And honestly, if he was going against anyone other than Triple H, I would say this would be a great time to do the Austin Rock double turn. But it's Triple H.
That's what Jim Ross thinks.
I can't think that.
Is that what he said?
He thinks it's going to be a double turn.
But you can't do it with Triple H.
Because if you have Shane McMahon winning, which we all have him winning,
yeah.
Triple H being a face makes absolutely
and
no
there's
sense.
Very
unless,
little
unless
way to
he
turn
retires,
Triple H, yeah.
Which I mean, he hasn't been an active wrestler for a while. I would be okay with Triple H retiring, and I'm probably the biggest Triple H fan at this
point. And going to the Hall of Fame.
He's a guy that you know he's put his time in. He's given more than his share of blood, sweat, tears.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
if Shane McMahon wins, you said there was going to be implications on this match.
Okay, so Triple H just gets fired.
Well, not Triple H is fired, but I think
someone else gets put in.
Well, here's where my caveat sticks. Like, no matter where on the card, like if it's the main event, I think Shane McMahon beats The Undertaker.
Yeah.
If it's the main event, if it's the first match, like I think that's the
it's going to happen.
That's going to happen regardless.
Yeah.
If this is the main event, or if this is the main event, the championship match. I think Shane McMahon does some sort of shenanigan and neither of them win.
You think it's just a
I think he puts Dean Ambrose in.
Ooh, I don't know.
I think Dean Ambrose beats Brock Lesnar, and even though he's battered to hell in that match, like
I think if they do that, then Lesnar will win. Because that seems to be the way the WWE does things, is they'll have him lose because they know he'll win later. Like, remember Seth Rollins lost to Randy Orton.
With the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Every Money in the Bank they've lost first.
So.
That's not a bad idea, but I really think that, again, it's just follow my heart. Like,
but let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. Let's cut the bullshit.
Roman Reigns is
gonna win.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna happen. I don't think anyone here is gonna pick Triple H.
No.
Is anyone gonna pick Triple H?
No.
Is there a way that I can get credit for Roman Reigns or third party? Because I really am sticking with third party.
Yeah. No.
Well, okay, you know what? Fine. Then
you wouldn't let me have my mystery door.
Yeah, she didn't get the mystery door.
So yeah, okay. So I'll say Roman Reigns because I don't get third party then. But everyone
unless
listening,
unless you want to give me my mystery door,
everyone listening, third party is where my heart is.
If it ends up coming to a tiebreaker, it is a third party. I will let you have it.
Oh, you absolutely will let me have
it.
Yeah,
but let's be honest.
Or I'll take it from you.
Stop lying to yourselves.
I know
Roman Reigns is going to win this match. There is no way that they have not telegraphed this.
But,
they've already got the toys ready. They've got the confetti ready.
But I mean, that's what they said last year too. That's what we all said
last year, that's what I'm saying.
No way that Roman Reigns was going to lose to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah,
but then
that's
and
the
then
thing.
Roman Reigns
they're not going to do it twice.
But CrossFit Jesus had his mystical briefcase.
But that's exactly the point though, is they did it last year. There's no way they're going to do it 2 years
that
in a row.
That Vince McMahon gives that up again.
Because Vince McMahon is, because remember Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
We said he's going to win the Rumble. There's no way he's not going to win the Rumble. They know they want him in the main event. And then, yeah, there's no way Roman Reigns wins. So my last question to you before we end this is how bad of a reaction is Roman Reigns going to get when he pins Triple H for the title?
So my prediction is Roman Reigns hits the spear, the Superman punch, the spear again, the sledgehammer, the spear again.
At least 8 finishers for Triple H.
Of course.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns gets the 3 count. His music immediately hits. It is louder than every other music that we've heard so far.
The announcers are screaming.
The confetti is going. The announcers are screaming and the pyro and the fireworks are going off. And they're going to do everything they can to drown out the just stupid amount of
merciless boos that are coming.
And they are going to fail.
Yeah.
The crowd is going to be louder than everything.
Well, do you think they're going to boo or do you think they're just not going to care? Like, what's going to be worse? Is it going to be the crowd booing or is it going to be the crowd just standing there? What are we looking at?
Enzo and Casket action figures. Donald pulled it up on his phone. The crowd's going to be booing. The crowd's going to be booing. It's the
WrestleMania. They have always booed.
The WrestleMania crowd is, it's not a Dallas crowd. This isn't going to be Texas fans.
Yeah.
This is fans from all over America, all over the world. Like,
coming to hate Roman Reigns.
And especially like the Raw after, Monday Night After, is going to be the.
If you've ever wanted to see a true train wreck, you think train wreck Thursdays are bad, watch the Raw after WrestleMania when Roman Reigns comes out as champion. He is going to get the biggest heel reaction I think anyone has ever gotten in the WWE.
As the face of the company.
As the face of the company. That is it. That is the prediction show. We went an hour and a half. Yeah, a little over an hour and a half. It's a special. Why not? So, Don, you're going to be real tired. Anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you agree with our picks, if you disagree, let us know in the comments. Facebook us, tweet us, email us at podzilla1985@gmail.com. Most importantly, watch NXT TakeOver, watch WrestleMania, and enjoy it. Because it will.
Someone has to.
Someone
other
has to.
Other than Vince McMahon.
Other than Roman Reigns. He won't even enjoy it.
No.
As soon as he wins the title, he's going to go home at night and stare in the mirror and just go, I hate you. I hate you.
Superman punches the hotel mirror. Damn it, Roman, your incidentals are so high.
So that is it. Thank you guys for listening. Enjoy this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend for wrestling.
Possibly a reaction show Sunday night.
We are definitely going to do a reaction show on Sunday, I think.
Oh, we are? Okay, that's good.
Because I think this has to have one. It's WrestleMania. You have to do one. So we're going to be back on Sunday evening for the WrestleMania reaction show. Make sure you let us know what you think so we can read that on the air. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it. We'll see you on Sunday for WrestleMania and also tomorrow for Tender Thursday. Have a good night. Allie, take us out.
It's a new day.
Dalton.
No. She Asa? Ruined it.
New Day wins. Just cut it there.
Nope, still recording. All right, good night, everybody.
Jesus. Oh my goodness. Just cut it after her.